In today's episode of GQDN, only two things we're doing. Nintendo Direct dropped today with a lot of releases. And, well, this is February 9th, 2022, but we're going to start with Microsoft confirming that Activision Blizzard will release games on PlayStation beyond the agreements. Both these articles are from IGN. Now, Brad Smith from Microsoft said, "To be clear, Microsoft will continue to make Call of Duty and all other popular Activision Blizzard titles available on PlayStation to the term of any existing agreement with Activision. And we have committed to Sony that we will also make them available on PlayStation beyond the existing agreement and into the future so that Sony fans can continue to enjoy the games they love. We are also interested in taking similar steps to support Nintendo's successful platform. We believe this is the right thing for the industry, for gamers, and for our business." Keep in mind, this is what is going on within the Activision Blizzard Xbox deal, okay? And right now, they're trying to make everything look good to the United States government. This is going to be a very delicate dance for Xbox, because that's almost a billion dollar deal. So this is going to be very difficult for them. Okay, here we go. Also from IGN, the entire list of games so far to be released on the Nintendo Switch, and we might see some of these games on other platforms. So keep in mind, some of these games have been in production already, and some have been on other platforms already. So some of these are just going to be Switch, and some of these are going to be exclusive to Switch. So we're going to start from the top. Xenoblade Chronicles 3 is announced for September for 2022. Okay, so originally this is supposed to be for like the first half of the year, and most of these games are. But this is one of the few games that have been pushed back for September. So this game will be turmoil between the hostile nations of Kivis and Agnes, and will also connect the futures of both Xenoblade Chronicles and Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Once again, and everything that I'm going to be talking about, you can see on the Nintendo YouTube, because that's where I saw it, okay? Well, that's Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Mario Kart Deluxe gets 48 new tracks with paid DLC. So, with the Booster Course Pass, you'll have 48 additional courses. And we talked about this earlier, but this is more of like a confirmation. It'll be through 2023. First six waves will contain 8 courses. And the first wave comes on March 18th. So this is going to be very, very interesting to see what comes. The Booster Course Pass will cost $24.99, and it will be free to all members of Nintendo Switch Online, the expansion packs. So we'll see what happens. One thing that did catch my interest was Fire Emblem Warriors Three Hopes featured Three Hopes, and they are trying to combine the characters of the Fire Emblem Three Houses. So the Three Hopes will be arriving on Switch on June 24th. This is the next story of the Three Houses, okay? Everything looks in line, because it's mainly an inline game, but it looks really good in a really fluid type of action game. It's good. You can't have Nintendo, though, without Mario. So, Mario Soccer, it's going to be called Mario Strikers, is going to be on Switch coming June 10th. And, Mario Soccer. I mean, look, the art looks really good. The animation, they did kind of like a live play on this. Looks fine. And, it does look good. So, if you're into Mario and you're into sports, this might be something for you. Not necessarily for me, but maybe for you. Chrono Cross Remaster is coming to Switch as well. That is April 7th, and it'll be the Reticle Dreamers Edition. Now, once again, this has looked really good. And this is probably something, if I had a Switch, this would be something that I would get. Another something that may interest you is Nintendo Switch Sports. And they're taking all the Wii Sports and they're putting it into Nintendo Switch. So you will have bowling, tennis, chambara, which is sword play, soccer, badminton, and volleyball. If you have a leg strap, that would help out with a lot of like the soccer and maybe some of the other things too. So it does look rather interesting. A lot of families would definitely enjoy this, I think, and so would a lot of friends and all the whatnot. Remakes of Front Mission and Front Mission 2 are also announced. And the first remake will arrive this summer. Front Mission 2 will be coming later down the line. Right now, they're focusing on Front Mission 1. And if any remake that you've seen, you know, this is like a very high bar for them. And, you know, for like a DLC like this, you know, hey, we'll see what happens. We will indeed see what happens. Or maybe you will. Splatoon 3 is now adding Salmon Run mode. So they did a lot of gameplay in this edition of Splatoon 3. And really, it was a pretty interesting thing. But well, once again, for all the fans, that'll be all up to you to see what happens and what you would see, what you want to play. Metroid Dread, there's a free update that adds Dread mode, rookie mode difficulties. This is a free update for Metroid Dread. It will add more difficult Dread modes and an easier rookie mode. And that comes in April. So that comes about a couple months from now. And you will get a free boss rush mode. So for all you Metroid people, have fun. Get to it. Earthbound and Earthbound Beginning will be added to the Nintendo Switch Online today. So, hey, there's that. Have fun with it if you know what that is. Advance Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp launches on April 8th. So Advance Wars was delayed out 2021. Fans won't have to wait long. Hey, Reboot Camp comes April 8th, 2022. And Portal comes to Switch later this year. If you remember, Portal was one of the biggest games a couple of years ago, and now it's finally coming to Switch. This is going to be pretty much a revamp for Portal, I would think. Star Wars The Force Unleashed is now announced for Switch as well. So the 2008 adventure title will come available on April 20th. Ooh, as part of the Wii version. Everything looks good. And another thing that also looks good is Disney Speedstorm Racing. So, they did go over some of the mechanics with some of the drivers. Like, who'd be more power, who'd be more speed, and blah, 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 blah. So if you're into the racing games, and you're into Disney, this might be the right thing for you. Another thing that's coming over to Switch is No Man's Sky. When this game started, it was a failure. And I'm going to be completely honest with that. But it picked up very significant expansions and became really the thing to play throughout the years. And now it's coming over to Switch. So once again, it's going to restart the game for them. Last thing is Clona, The Door to Phantom Isle, and Clona 2, Lutina's Veil, will make this way to Switch this July. Yes, that's the exact title from IGN, and I do apologize. But once again, game looks good. Everything looks good about that. Hey, go enjoy it. And you know what? I didn't put the links up in Twitter. Whatever. I'm sorry, not in Twitch, in Discord. But anyway, I will do that here shortly. You can find all of the things that we do on the groupquest.com. And you can find the Dawn Forge Network at thedawnforge.com. If you go to groupquest.com, you find links to our Patreon, patreon.com/groupquest, and Audible. Click the banner, get a free book. This is a Dawn Forge podcast, copyright 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for some more gaming news. Until then, go get a Switch.